You've got to be around here somewhere. Come on, where are you? This place is like a maze, a really creepy, dark, evil maze full of spiders. I am a brave spy. I have no fear. I'm still afraid. No, it was the wall. It's fine, it wasn't a spider. Okay. This wandering around isn't working. I need to think logically. I need to think like a spy. Know thy enemy. I am a super creepy super villain who wears too much aftershave. Where have I put the prisoner that I absolutely hate because they got my girl? Where the spiders are. Obvious. Oh, I don't want to go that way. I know. Okay, I can do it. Oh, no! Spiders. You're here. Oh, what have they done to you? They've knocked you unconscious. Have they drugged you? Scared the fuck out of me! Why would you do that? This place is creepy. Why would you scare me? Sorry, I'm a bit on edge. I'm just a little on edge because it's fine. Hi. I've come to rescue you. What was that? That face you just made. Your face. No, you did make a face. I said I was here to rescue you and you don't think I can do it, do you? To be fair, you're probably right. But it's kind of my fault that you're here. A little bit, not really. And it has absolutely nothing to do with Paris. Not at all. I mean, I know Paris was a little dangerous with the killer mimes and the dogs with the laser beams and the Axeman and the Doctor, but we survived and we saved America. Not sure if that's a good thing. Still bitter about the Boston Tea Party, but it's fine. It's fine. We have got far worse problems, although is there anything worse than throwing tea in a harbour? I mean, no, sorry. Sorry, I get distracted sometimes. So, I'm here to rescue you. Because it's kind of my fault you're here, but I said that. And I wasn't meant to tell you that, but I can't lie to you because Paris was lovely and you're such a good kisser. I mean, I've been doing the spy thing for 2 years now and I have not kissed anyone the way I kissed you. You're just really kissable. I mean, even now, covered in grime and chained to a wall, you're very kissable. And I won't, because I'm here to rescue you. Because I kind of got you into this, but it's nothing to do with Paris. Absolutely not. And can I just say that what happened in Paris, how I acted, it doesn't represent my skill set as a spy now. I have actually had a really successful career since Paris. Apparently ridiculous and awkward makes for a really good spy because no one believes that someone like me could be a spy. Which I still think is an insult, but it works. But this has nothing to do with any of my, yeah, fuck. This is kind of weird, and this is my fault. This is all my fault. Well, it's not really my fault. I'm actually the innocent party here. Completely innocent. I mean, how could I know that my ex-boyfriend was going to turn into a supervillain? No one knows that. I mean, there were no signs. I mean, there was the inventing and his... I mean, I thought it was just normal to live in a castle with a dungeon and an eagle. The hunchback bull. Yeah, the creepy minion. Ah, fuck. I think I dated a supervillain. Just one that didn't have much money. Well, it's not the worst relationship I've had. I mean, there was us. That was a bit of a mess. I mean, it wasn't a relationship. I mean, really, what did we do? We just made out in Paris for a week. As people tried to kill us. That actually sounds like one of my better relationships. He kind of is an ex who is still in love with me a tiny, incy-wincy little bit. And he kind of found out that I was a spy because there was a little, tiny, tiny, minuscule, not even worth mentioning incident with a bomb. It was fine. It didn't go off exactly. You know, it was just a little bit of damage. Not much, but apparently I got a reputation. It wasn't my fault, though. Not at all. Most things aren't really my fault. But this one wasn't my fault. For once, I wasn't the one messing up. I was the capable one. I was the responsible one. I was getting the job done. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. It was fucking Sergey and Portly. But I don't really want to talk about it. It's just, you know, it's true what they say. Never work with animals. Never, ever work with animals. No matter how intelligent they are. For fuck's sake, what kind of penguin assassin has a sardine addiction? That is just... That makes no sense. And corgi ninjas. Fluffy and cute and deadly, but greedy as fuck. I mean, he's called Portly for a reason, and there was sardines and sandwiches, and it was just like, for fuck's sake, there's a bomb! And you're eating? Sorry, it's fine. I am over it. I am completely over it. I'm completely over it. It's fine. It's... Where was I? Yes, I am a good spy. I'm not a great spy. I mean, technically I'm not a spy right now because, I mean, I'm kind of not meant to be here because, So I found out that you'd been kidnapped. Well, I actually got a video and it was so fucking weird. It was, I think he was trying to flirt with me and impress me by being a supervillain. But he was drinking coffee and eating Oreos. I mean, I know you're evil, but guess, ugh. I mean, that doesn't, yes, exactly. Exactly. You understand because you're wonderful and you're such a great kisser. Well, he was trying to flirt with me and then he said in this weird thing, and I kidnapped the one who stole you away. That was my impression. Not too great. Apparently he found out about Paris and it wasn't the mission so much as the kissing. Apparently... In every single surveillance picture we were kissing and he got a little bit upset because he's in love with me a little bit. I mean, tiny. He's obsessed. And he kidnapped you and put you in his dungeon and he's probably going to kill you. When I found out, I went to my superiors and they were not too impressed. Apparently, having a supervillain as an ex-boyfriend isn't great. Apparently it was missed in the background check, which isn't my fault. But I kind of got suspended and they don't think you're that important. I know. I think you're important. I think you're wonderful. I think you're amazing, which is why I'm here. I'm here. Even though I shouldn't be, I mean, if they found out, they would kill me, and that's not good, because we're probably going to die. We're not going to die, hopefully, but I had to come and find you, so I kind of said I would marry him a bit. It's the only thing I could think of, and the wedding's this afternoon. So we need to get out of here because I am not marrying that weirdo, and I'm definitely not letting him kill you. Because he apparently has been killing a lot of people. I mean, do you remember the X-Men? With the big axe and dead. Do you remember the Doctor? Dead. I know, the Doctor. The Doctor is dead. Do you remember the mimes? All dead. And the dogs? No, he didn't kill the dogs. He's adopted them, they're all upstairs. They're really fluffy and cute and, you know, they're actually good at their job. Unlike Portly. I mean, it was a fucking sandwich, Portly. Sorry, just, it's... You're meant to be a fucking ninja. Ninja, don't eat the sandwich. There's a bomb. And Sergei, you're not... Sorry, I'm nervous. Really, no, I don't want to marry him. He's creepy and he's really obsessed with me. He keeps saying weird things like, your hair's so pretty. And then he kind of strokes it and he tries to sniff it and... No. And then he... No. The wedding cake's a big Oreo and I can't... I mean, darling, I came here for you because I can't bear the thought of you and I want to kiss you and I can't think. I really can't think. I remember in Paris though, when you kissed me, I could think, so... I can get you down. Just, give me a minute. I can do this. I can pick a lock. It's fine. I can pick a lock. Come on. Come on, you bastard. I want a kiss. Come on. There we go. All sorted. Just stretch out a bit. Hi. I was going to say that you look good, but to be honest, you don't look too great. You've been a prisoner. Just come here. You are such a good kisser. This is why I have the biggest crush on you. I don't have a crush on you. I'm a spy. I don't get crushes. I am a femme fatale. A femme fatale with a teapot. It's a thing. Okay, we can get out. We get. Can you walk? It's just you seemed a bit woozy there. You're fine. Sure. Was it the kiss? Oh, it wasn't the kiss. It was just me then. Okay, that's fine. What? No, I've got a plan. I know how we can get out. I have memorized all of the guard patterns and I know how he thinks, so what? No, it's fine. Like I said, I'm actually good at this. I'm a bit muppety. But when I'm focused, I'm actually a really, really good spy, so long as there's not a corgi ninja or a fucking sardine-addicted penguin around. So, thank you, but I don't need to kiss you right now. The plan, I need to kiss you, I can't remember. Yes, I definitely need to kiss you. Definitely. Oh my god, you're such a good kisser. Oh, bum. That's a camera. Of course there's a camera. Oh, shit. Can you hear that? The taps of dogs with lasers and this is not good. We might be a bit fucked, just a bit. Like I said, they're not like Portly. They are really well trained, and if I'm going to die, I'm going to die in the arms of the one I love. I mean, the one I like. I mean, you're okay. I have a slight crush. I mean, you're not that special. Just kiss me. We're still alive. Well, what the fuck? Sergei, you came! Portly! You saved us! It's Sergei! And Portly! Oh, you two are the best! Wait a minute. I don't have any sardines, but I do have a smoked salmon sandwich. Yeah, good. Here you go. Half each. Okay, we've got a fighting chance now. What? Well, I told you about them. I did. Sergei, Russian KGB trained assassin. Slight sardine addiction, but you know, no one's perfect. And Portly, he's a ninja, a really fluffy, solid ninja. He doesn't stand a chance now. What? Darling, what's wrong? Are you okay? Don't just calm down. Just calm down. Just breathe. Just breathe. I think you're having a panic attack, but you're fine. You're fine. No, you're not going to die. You're not going to die. You're not going to die. Just shh. Just breathe. Okay, Sergei, go and scout. We'll be right behind you. Just, it's okay, darling. You're fine. Just breathe. That's fine. Okay, now we need to go. It's okay, we're gonna go and have a cup of tea. That's good. I think it's a shock. Okay, Sergei, you lead the way. Portly, you have our backs and we'll get through this. Oh, you are the best team ever. Darling, just stay close to me and you'll be fine. Everything's going to be fine. Are you mimes?